Hi, everyone. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach, and I am coming to you with the February energy update for 2026. Hello, everyone. This past year, in reflection, has been so filled with contrast, but guys, big change is on the horizon. January had already some triggering events, and guys, I don't think it's going to slow down with that. But what I did feel, and I'm hoping you experienced, was major new light energy coming in and this stronger desire for change and transformation. I really see the pattern that every time there's a major injustice, it's like it's pushing the collective into a new place. Humanity is hitting a breaking point. And I really feel like using the birth analogy that we're about to enter the birth canal between February and March. We've talked about this, but this really is the last battle cry of the dark energy. And I have to tell you guys, you have to stay regulated, stay on to your self-care. And I know I've been saying this for months, but the time has come. We must remember that fear is the lie. Disempowerment is the lie. Oneness, harmony, connection, that we are all source. That is the truth. We are all truly more powerful than we know. And this is the time to remember. We are going to be tested. Okay. So what I'm feeling is in February, especially the second half of the month and moving into March, I am sensing large attempts at psychological manipulation. So I don't know what that's going to look like. It could be news stories. I mean, the news is already psychological manipulation, but really understanding that there's going to be a lot of clickbait, fear bait out there. And so do not take that bait. We are being made to feel powerless and afraid, and we cannot continue in that loop. When people are afraid, they're easy to manipulate and control. So this is how the world has been operating, and this era is coming to an end. So my sense is there is going to be more. There will be more disturbing events, and I just have to tell you to continue to focus on the world you want to see. Continue to look in the direction. It doesn't mean ignore or bypass. It means look at what is and go, hey, this is what's important to me. This is what I want to see in the world. This is what I want instead. Because as Abraham would say, every time we're faced with contrast, we launch an even stronger rocket of desire for the solution. So it might look like things are getting worse, but I promise you, this light is growing in all the hearts of humanity and things are changing. It's just, you can't see it fully yet. So as time goes on, and we've talked about this, the gap between people is going to be larger, which means people that are choosing the light and people that are choosing to stay in fear, okay? Are you choosing courage and self-empowerment? Or despair and fear. That choice is going to solidify the version of Earth that you inhabit. So if you're listening to this or reading this, you're someone who's chosen to be a part of birthing the new age. And this isn't about right or wrong, guys, because there is no right or wrong. It's just a choice. And we all go back to source no matter what. But this is the time for each individual to choose to go inward to what their calling is, to what their soul's purpose was. And what that means is, where was I meant to shine my light in humanity? Where am I individually meant to be a part of solutions for people? And that might look like being a veterinarian. That might look like gardening. That might look like being a teacher. That might look like being a healer. I don't know. But even though chaos is coming and it's going to feel intense, you need to stay connected to your heart and your soul because it will light the way. It will know the way. It will show you the light in the darkness. And we are all being called to this in our own individual way right now, okay? I'm definitely seeing bursts of civil unrest and mass disruptions moving from spring to summer, guys. And this is going to be not just the U.S., but around the world. So you're going to be seeing multiple realities playing out. And so it feels like we're getting squeezed. And so because we want to be a part of creating the new world, we get to decide what version of Earth we want to live in. You are not powerless over anything. You are the center of your universe. So as the old energies get louder, that whisper of the new light will start getting stronger as well. So we are in a really tough transition of letting go of an old cycle while the new one hasn't fully risen. But I promise you, it's rising and the train is getting ready to leave the station, okay? So during this process, you might find out things about yourself. You might discover new things, gifts, or things that you're like, wow, I didn't realize I was still doing this. I didn't realize I was sabotaging in this way. So this is the time of like radical honesty with yourself and others. And this is going to rock some boats. You know, where are you still in denial? Where are you holding yourself back? Where are you just giving yourself up to keep the peace? Where are you still limiting yourself? Where are you still operating from lack or not allowing yourself to receive? Because guys, money and security themes are going to surface in a big way starting in the spring. So I encourage you guys to like really do that, you know, rewriting that those lack mentality things this month. And this widening of the gap, and what I mean by that is those who have chosen to be anchored in the old world, and those who are choosing to build the new world, that gap is going to be bigger, but we still will see them and be interacting with them. And I keep hearing no choice is wrong, but each soul must choose for themselves. I said this in my last update, but it just came in again. For me, maybe, I think it's really for me because I will waste my time and energy on people that don't want my help, you know? And this is not the time to save anyone. No one needs saving. This is the time of each individual soul choosing to empower themselves. And we teach through our example by being open and powerful in our vulnerability and standing proudly and courageously in our truth. We are the light, and we must invite others to remember that in themselves if they choose. So if you find yourself in anxiety and fear or confusion, be really kind, be really gentle, okay? Because this is not about being perfect and always choosing the light. It's about what do we do when we feel those things? So do whatever you can, self-regulate, breathe, ground, make a new choice, set a new intention, state what is truly important to you. Because we're all gonna fall during this time, and it's about getting back up that builds that strength and confidence that builds the new world. So as time goes on, it is going to become more and more apparent that we are living in a bizarre reality. It is going to feel like you are strangely disconnected. That is not a bad thing. That is not a bypassing. But what they're showing me is that you might feel like you're losing empathy, and that's not what's happening, is that you're tuning to the higher truth, and what we're seeing is not the highest truth. So I just want you to be aware of that, because this is a time of trust, because there is a divine order moving through all this chaos and conflict, and we must trust what is not visible, meaning what you're going to see with your eyes will not be the whole story. So listen to your soul. Listen to the call of that the light has won and that the old energies of injustice and corruption are over. It's done. We just need to play it out. Okay. So I'm sending you guys so much love. And please know that all of this is for each and every one of us to feel empowered in being our true selves. And as each, the more of us that do that, the more powerful that energy gets on the planet, and the more we encourage others to do that. And truthfully, no one does harm to another when they're empowered. So that to me is truly the solution. Have an amazing month, guys, and I'll be back next month with another update.